Hello and welcome to In the Weeds, the world's best restaurant gossip show.
If you guys missed it last week, we did a live show at Mio's Pizza. It was a great time. We got to talk to some really cool people and it was something that was awesome, and I'm excited to do hopefully some more stuff like that in the future.
Mm-hmm. And you can see those episodes on our YouTube. It's in two parts. It was an all-around good time. The people we talked to were really cool, but today we're back in the studio.
And now, welcome to this week's...
episode, we're welcoming a good friend of mine, Eleni.
Woo! Yeah. What?
Whoop.
Hello.
How are welcome.
You?
Welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
So, will you just say your name and a little bit about what you've done?
Hi, my name is Eleni Bishop. I've had like 4+ years of experience in like the restaurant industry, specifically pizza. I work around like sit down pizza restaurants. So, I've experienced as a server, serving assistant, hostess, carry out, pretty much any front of house position you could work, that I've done it.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. The whole roundup.
Whole nine yards.
Yeah. So what drew you, like, what like keeps you with pizza for the most part?
Well, keeps me with pizza is like it's a very like low stakes, very like it's hard for people to get upset when their order gets messed up because it's such an easy fix. And at the end of the day, it's just pizza.
It's just a job.
It is just a job. And a lot of people who work in the service industry will attest that, like, the fast money that you get from tips is just addicting.
Really?
So, and when you work at, like, more of, like, a sit-down pizza restaurant where the, you know, pizzas are more expensive, people are tipping more. So you keep that, like, for me, it's like I keep that low-stakes environment while still being able to reap some of those benefits of those good high tips.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what would you say is just, like, something you've learned from working in the restaurant industry for that long?
Patience. Definitely a lot of patience because, I mean, I used to train people. I used to, like, show people the ropes, and that can take a lot when, like, you know what you're doing and, like, the person who – and especially, like, when you work in a restaurant, like, you kind of – it's a well-oiled machine.
Oh, yeah.
So when you do not, like, I hate to, like, and not to scare people who are, like, new or whatever, because I was there, too. But, yeah. Like, when you start anywhere and you're just new to that whole process, it can just be really frustrating as, like, someone who knows what I'm doing to, like, kind of drag someone along with me. That's such a horrible way to say it.
I hear what you're saying, it's just that they kind of have to go through it
to know what to do.
Like, the only way that you can really learn to, like, deal with, like, bad situations and bad customers is
by dealing with them.
To deal with them.
Like,
you know,
literally,
what I mean? Like,
dealing with it head
slowly
forward.
You slowly learn the right things to say and, like, the right time to just go and get your boss and, like, you know, like, just, like, the way to kind of, like, diffuse situations, I feel like. So it has to come from the experience. That's why it's just, like, you don't know it until you know it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My rule of thumb is, like, if I start stuttering or, like, if I, like, start buffering when a customer is asking me something, that's when I know to get my manager.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely, like, if I don't know it off the top of my head and they're already upset, they're just not.
I cannot help you.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, so you mentioned, like, training people. Mm-hmm. Have you had to train people and you're just like, what are you doing?
Definitely. There's... The first real big pizza job that I had, I've only worked in two. So the first one, I did train this one guy. He was, like, super sweet. He was, like, one of those guys who was just, like a really nice guy. But I was like, dang, you can't fold a pizza box? Like, what do you mean? And it's just, like, and it felt like everything that I was telling him just kept getting, like, just over his head. Like, I would show him how to do something, and it just would not...
Yeah, I feel like folding a pizza box is kind of like important for
it's
a
really
pizza
important.
Place.
And it's just like, especially when I worked in carryout and like as a serving assistant, like folding boxes is like 50% of my job. And it's so, I literally have paper cuts and stuff all over my hands from just like folding them and just like having the liners put in them. And it's just like so
well,
much.
Well, it's very repetitive too.
It's so repetitive.
It's like once you get it, you should get it. You know
I just
what
stand
I mean?
There and I stand in a trance and I just go and I fold them and I just stand straight and I just go.
I kind of like that about working in restaurants though, because I mean, mm-hmm. while like there is some times where people throw you off and you like talk to them and they say something and you're like, I actually have no idea how to say that. Like kind of stuff like that. But for the most part, I feel like it's very repetitive and I kind of like that because then you can just like zone out and play Restaurant Simulator.
You definitely can. That's definitely one of my favorite things to do.
So yeah, no, I definitely agree, especially like with like the monotonous thing. Like mm-hmm. I love folding napkins.
Folding napkins.
I love rolling.
Like the silver. Oh, rolling.
When
yeah.
I worked in like the fancier restaurant, I would literally like if we were slow and I had some other host with me mm-hmm. that day, I would just be like, okay, can you stay up at the computer stand and like take care of the customers and stuff? And we like okay, we had like cabinets full of just like folds and mm-hmm. we would roll for outside. We would take black linens and we would fold them in like the triangles and then put stuff in it and then roll it. And then we would fold napkins like white linens for the inside. And we would take like we would have to take like a fork and a knife and a spoon and we would like, you know, put it in the fold. Mm-hmm. So if we weren't busy, I would go and I would just fill those cabinets up fully with folds because that's what we like to do. We like to have like a backlog of folds so that whenever we're busy, we can just grab a shit ton,
right.
stuff them full of silverware and then hand them out. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So I would sit in the back in the party room and I would just have a giant stack of, you know, like I would rip open a new thing of linens because we would get them, you know, like mm-hmm. like with the package over them.
Mm-hmm.
Rip it open, lay it out. Put on some music and literally just go.
Yep.
And I love doing it. It
I
was
love doing
fun.
It too. That was, I feel like I used to work prep as well. I've worked I've done some back of house.
Yeah.
So I used to work prep and pizza and like what my job consisted of was like getting the dough and then like rolling it out and then putting it in the pans and then like buttering the pans. And so, but it was just like such really like repetitive, monotonous work that I just like put in my headphones
mm-hmm.
and I just got in the zone and we were out within like 4 hours.
Exactly. And then you do it like perfectly too.
Yeah, you do it perfectly because
once you get the
muscle memory,
it's
yeah.
perfect. Especially when I like made crepes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I would literally just.
Yeah.
And then like it's like muscle memory.
Like
I feel like
salads,
I could go back
yeah.
to any of the restaurants I've worked and do something.
I could
yeah.
make salads like I mean, they're
so
not hard to make.
No,
you toss lettuce,
like,
but like I could like throw in like the right amount of tomatoes every time.
I was
Six.
So quick with salads. I never got any complaints about my salads except
Same.
For one time, and you know what? This just reminded mm-hmm. me of one time Aaron
yes.
got sat. It's actually not an interesting story, but one time I didn't put enough ranch, like I didn't put enough dressing in the cup. The one time my manager decides to come over and be like, hey, Eleni, just as a reminder, we like to fill up our cups to be a
Ooh.
Little, just barely overfilling. And I'm like,
oh.
And I was like, Mm-mm. if you had seen any of my other salads tonight, you would have known that I knew that. And this was the one salad that I sent out that didn't have enough. And
I hate when they do that. It's so annoying
it
because
me off.
The managers... I'll do something like there was this one time where I was still learning to bust tables mm-hmm. at this one place because we did it really specifically. At all the restaurants that I used to be to, we would spray something and then we'd wipe it down.
Right.
But the one that I was in that was a little bit smaller, I had to like take a rag and dip it in a bucket, rinse like wring it out, and then mop like the tables. But I didn't think that was sanitary. But anyways, if you didn't wring the towel like enough. She would get mad. So there was one time where I was doing that and she like walked by and like touched my rag to make sure it wasn't like sopping. And she was like, I can't teach you this anymore. Like, you know, like you got to do, I don't know. It was interesting. She was like, this is wrong. I don't know. And I just hate when they like, they're like
the nitpicking.
Hey, just as a reminder, like
mm-hmm.
we like to talk to customers using this kind of word.
Yes.
And I'm like,
I'm
like, bro. You sound like a robot. I'm trying to be nice to people. Like, I don't know.
Literally. I got told one time by one of my managers, they were like, just so you know, my only note for you tonight was just don't greet tables by saying, hey, guys. That was her
what
only note.
What are you
note.
Supposed
no,
to say?
Hello,
customer.
To our
I
restaurant.
Was just a little confused.
Welcome to this pizza shop.
Welcome
Can
to this
I
pizza
take
establishment.
Your order?
Yeah, no, literally, it's just like I have like a script in my
hey,
head.
Hey, you
my
guys.
Just like... When you greet a table, it's just like, hey, everybody,
hey guys,
how are we doing
like,
tonight? How
I'm Eleni.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll be your server tonight.
Funniest
like, can I get
part,
you started with any waters?
Funniest part is the pizza shop that I work at currently is that I don't actually need to tell my name to these people, which is one of my favorite things ever because I hate wearing a name tag and I hate customers knowing my name. And that is so...
It's kind of freaky.
It's freaky and I have had a lot of bad experiences with people just like... weirdly like using my name as if they like knew me like just because I had to tell them my name then
yeah.
just like calling me over being like hey Eleni or like first ugh. And like they never get it right
like,
it's always
oh,
like
hey
Alani
Jack, or
something
yeah,
yeah,
yeah
it's
yeah.
always
yeah.
like hey
like,
Alani
it's like, I don't know you
it makes sense for managers and stuff obviously
yeah.
to know your name
of
duh
course,
they have to know your name but like It just feels too personal.
I mean, I get, it's like, I understand.
I mean, I do. So you can be like, hey,
well, like,
waiter.
Regulars, it was nice. Regulars, but, like, yeah. We didn't have to wear name tags at the place I was at, but we would just, like, I would just say my name if I was serving them, and then, like, if they came back, they'd be like, we want Jack. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then they
that's
give me
happened
more
to me
tips.
Before, yeah.
No, we were supposed to wear name tags. I lost mine, like, a month in, and I just was like, eh, I don't need one. So I was just, like,
you're
a guy.
Fine.
I was the nameless man, and it was awesome.
Nameless man. I mean, I really appreciate it because it's just, like, people, I don't like people saying, like, if I don't know you, like, it's just weird for me for you to, like.
To make it a point. Like,
it's
point.
Like they have a little bit of power,
or
too,
because
the,
yeah,
then
they're like,
what do
you
want,
what do you like on the menu, Eleni? What do you, and I'm like, I don't
Why
know.
Why are you trying to say
know.
My name in every sentence?
I don't know. It's very, I don't know, and it's always the older men that love to use my name and love to be like, we're good friends.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no good. Yeah, older men, why?
Oh, I could go on for, that could be the entire
go on.
Oh.
We talked about this literally yesterday.
Well, let's.
Have you guys heard the thing where it's like servers, like usually female servers will wear different hairstyles and see what kind of different tips they yield.
Oh,
so
Yeah,
so there's a
theory. Oh, that's horrible.
There's
that's really bad.
There was a girl who did the TikTok at like my restaurant. She like, you know, switched between pigtails, space
ponytails,
buns, ponytail,
a bun,
or just like braids.
Which one's the best one?
It's usually the pigtails, the little pigtails, like, you know, girly little girl pigtails.
The little girl pigtails.
That get the most tips. Ooh. And I have never,
That's weird.
Been wanting to do, now that, I'm a legal adult, and that it's, like, you know, not as creepy.
Yeah.
I have been wanting to try that, but I have noticed that when I do wear, like, low pigtails, like, just my hair kind of all collected in one thing. I do like to wear that to work, and I have noticed, and the other day, actually, I was at work and I had that hairstyle and I got 3 separate compliments from men that had to be over the age of 45 about how much they loved that hairstyle on me.
I'm the age of my daughter, sir.
Yeah, and like how much that hairstyle really complimented my features. And
it's like a weird thing. It's just like a weird thing.
It's just like
I don't understand how people are that bold.
Yeah,
that's weird.
It's very strange.
I'm not that bold with my friends.
I'm not even bold that bold with people I'm like into. I'm like, you look broadly nice.
And it's just like, I don't know what to say to these people because I'm like, I'm not going to sit there and say thank you. I'm not going to say thank you because that's a strange predatory comment for you to be making. But I'm always just like, oh, thanks.
Right.
And then I, like, it's interesting. I mean,
what can you say?
What can I say? Because it's also, like, they're the customer. I'm supposed to be the one that's supposed to be.
You know, you're supposed to treat the customer.
Yeah, I can't
whatever.
Be, like.
They're supposed
I can
to
be, like,
the always
what
right.
You say
whatever.
To me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Be, like, you know what I mean? Just,
I've seen
like.
People who are, like, I wish that one day I could just have, like, a day where I could, like.
Just say whatever I wanted. Yeah.
Which, like, obviously, you can't do that. It's customer service. That's in
that's
the name.
Point, yeah.
But, like. At the same time, if you have a waitress and she's nice to you, it's her job.
Like, yeah, that's
it's her job. She is not doing that because she's interested in you. She has 7,000 other men who came into the store.
And I'm treating them the exact same way.
Yep.
And it's always funny because I'm not even a bartender. I'm not old enough to serve or, like, even pour at all. But, like, at the pizza place that I work at now, there is, like, a little bar that the servers do just kind of hang out around. And sometimes there are some patrons that like to just hang out at the bar and really like to gawk at the female servers and really like those are their favorite bartenders. Even though there's a male bartender, they'll want a female server who's of age to pour their drink.
Yeah, I just like where I worked, it was always like the old men would come in and they'd be like, I want my favorite server like this girl, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, she's not available. And they're like, okay, like. You know, maybe this girl, and I'm like, she's also not here. And then I would be like, I could see you with this guy, and they'd be like, no. You know, like it's just weird because also I would watch the bartenders interact with their customers at the bar, and it would be like interesting because there would be a guy behind the bar, he'd be busy working and stuff, and then the girl bartender would always get stuck having a conversation with somebody, and it's just like. Like,
that's the worst.
I've talked about this before where it's like you have to move on. We have other people to serve and to talk to. Although we have to talk to people and have a conversation with them, at some point we have to stop.
We are pretending to like that conversation. We are pretending to be invested
but
in that conversation.
In our heads, all we're thinking about is I got to get this food from Expo.
Yeah.
I got to go to this table, get them waters. I got to see these people. These people just got sad. I got to give them their food.
Mm-hmm.
It's like. You know, like, I love talking to people. I'm a very people person. I'm glad that I've worked in places where I'm, like, able to talk to large amounts of people. But in any sense, if you talk to large amounts of people, a large quantity of those people are either going to be extremely rude, weird, yeah. or it's just like you just have no clue how to like no interact. Clue. But yeah. we have to anyways. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like
yeah.
it spans a lot of characters, but unfortunately, I mean, there's a majority is just like
yeah. I don't know if I'd say the majority.
I wouldn't say the majority.
I would say at least half.
I don't know. I genuinely feel like well because I mean realistically a lot of people have worked in restaurants and True. And also. And yeah, there's a lot of jerks and such, but yeah. like, and weirdos. But also, I feel like the bad, like the one bad.
You're right.
Makes it
you're right.
Feel
I don't know why
worse.
It's the majority. I would say more like a percentage that is not.
Because I genuinely do like enjoy a lot of.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
like there
I'd
are
I'd
lots
say the
of
majority
genuine people,
of people
for
I
sure.
enjoy.
I definitely feel like there are definitely more just. Like pleasant people who are
yeah.
neither bad nor really stand
they're just,
out
they're
as
just
good.
Customers.
They're just
yeah.
customers,
humans.
You know. They sit there. I don't really remember them. Mm-hmm. If you asked me if they came in, I'd be like, maybe, mm-hmm. you know. So it's just kind yeah. of that's what I would feel like the majority are. Is obviously, there is that slim few little percentage that I do have issues with, just because like, why are you being rude?
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, what did I do? I'm sorry. I didn't make the pizza. I didn't make it.
Kitchen's
so.
Fault.
And even like I
can't
I
keep
mean,
blaming it on the kitchen. This is like the fourth episode in a row. You've been like kitchen fault.
Both
no,
that's what you can do. You walk up and they're like, "Why is my food taking so long?" And you're like, "They lost the ticket.
Lost
I'm
the
so
ticket.
Sorry." But really,
even
you
though you didn't
to put it in, because they're not
yeah.
going to go to the back and be like, "Did you guys really use the ticket?"
Oh, yeah. the computer's down or something.
No, I'm so sorry. Like I'm trying my best, and they're just like, "Oh, thank you so much."
No.
I will admit, I have loved both back of house crews I have worked with. At both places, they have
There's
all.
There's always some good people.
I mean, there have been some bad seeds, but they're like for the majority, I really like those people, and they are really chill, really nice guys. Like, okay, they're
yeah.
all men. I'm sorry, they like they're all
it
men.
It usually
like,
usually
it's all men.
Usually
is,
but
sometimes there's people that are, you know they give you free fries or maybe
yeah.
a free little like thing if something's dead on the expo
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And sometimes it's really nice.
No, and I've joked about like my back of house like you know giving me shit for
yeah,
like
right.
doing stuff, but. They were all cool, and like at the end of the day, we play music at the end, and
mm-hmm.
it was great, and it was a good old vibe.
Good vibes.
When I was at when I was a host at like the bigger restaurant, I had the like iPad up front, and I had control over like the music of the restaurant, and he actually like changed it to where we could only play a few playlists because
Ooh.
I one day one brunch I just kept playing like the same artist.
That's horrible.
And my manager came up and she was like. Hey, we all love this artist too, but like you
Stop.
Can't just keep playing their songs. They all sound the same. It was Cigarettes After Sex. So
Girl.
I was like,
yeah.
I was going through it that morning and I was the
oh.
only person on brunch and I was just enjoying it. And there was like not a lot of people. So I was just playing my own music. And then she was like, we can't take this anymore. Like
yeah,
turn it
that.
Off. But it was fun.
Yeah. I mean, I also used to be a barista for 2 years and I got to play the music. There
it's
like
so
it was
nice.
So fun I had so much power
yes
I had
so,
so much
fun.
Power over the aux I got to set the vibe for the coffee
I
shop
I got
that day.
To play the music
not
I
right.
like
the vibe.
It's not right
and then
I
if somebody comes
power.
Up and they're like I really love this playlist like what's a playlist I'm like
it's
mine you know
no, I don't know who is in control of our music we had three like speakers going we had in like out like in the restaurant we had like you know nice Italian jazz going I don't know if it's Italian, but it's like, you know,
Italian
like,
jazz.
It's like your Frank Sinatra's and what have you. But
yeah.
then
Italian.
Well, there he's Italian. I think he's
yeah, yeah, whatever. It's just jazz, though.
Yeah.
All right. Continue.
Anyway, well, jazz. no, real jazz is like other stuff. I won't even go into it. So front of the house. It's like jazz playing. Right. It's very nice. Very like
right.
you go back in the kitchen.
You rap.
It's
heavy rap.
The hardest rap.
Yes.
But then you go to the other side of the kitchen, mariachi music.
Yes.
So you have three things
like,
of music going.
It would always be like back like near the manager's office where the dishwashers were.
Yep.
Like there was
yeah.
always just a giant team of dishwashers and they would always be playing like really, really fun music.
Yeah.
And then I'd walk a little bit to the other side of the
and
kitchen
it's
and it's just like
you know?
Rap in somebody's headphones. It's really loud.
Yeah.
And then I walk...
No, they have like a
step
speaker.
Out to the
like
front of house, and it's just like it's
yeah.
chilling music.
It's
yeah.
awesome.
I liked for February. My job did like a Black History Month playlist, so just a bunch of like really famous,
hell yeah,
Black artists,
oh.
and they put Prince on there. Michael
nice.
Jackson was
yes.
bumping. They put Whitney Houston.
Oh, that's so
they
nice.
They put so many people. I mean, that's just like off of the
I just
head,
love those. Like, it's just like it's good vibes too, because then it makes
yeah.
you like want to really like work and like. Yeah. I don't know. It puts you in a groove. I feel like the right music when you're working, definitely. Especially when I'm like cleaning my room or something and definitely. I turn on music, it makes me like I don't know. I have like the time.
I'm like motivated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like go in and like
it always adds. Yeah. At the Creperie too, I got to completely control the music off of this broken ass phone that was like taped to the to the wall and stuff, mm-hmm. and we would just like click and I'd put the music on, and it was just great. Like that was a lot of fun because I could just like, it was just chill music because everyone who worked there was great.
Yeah,
coworkers
I mean,
are always fun.
I can cue music at the job that I work now. I can cue music in the front and the back, but like if I do it in the front, it has to be like I have to be manager approved, and then like in the back, it's just like, do I really want to cue a song for the entire kitchen to hear and then roast me afterward for my song choice?
True. Like, that's what you picked.
So, I would like, always exactly. be like, I'd always be like, let me like put up music that I know other people are gonna like, because if I play a song that I'm obsessed with lately and nobody else likes it, I'm gonna get really sad.
Yeah.
So going off of that, like, what would you say is the what is your like favorite part, most fun part of the of doing it?
Of working or like
working
as a server
in restaurants?
Yeah,
it,
like because otherwise you could like you. I feel like if you don't like it,
right?
You,
if
you could
like
try
them,
something
why
else.
I keep doing it?
Exactly.
Well, I have worked in retail before as well. I have so much experience. I used to work.
Gross.
This is like history. I used to work like two jobs like simultaneously in high school, just like. I don't know why I did that. I did not need to do that.
Money.
I just did. Yeah, because I felt like it and I have free time. I didn't do sports, so work. But I think the reason I like the server, like restaurant industry more is just because it's something new every day. And it's, I really like that rush that like when everything is working and everyone on shifts knows what they're doing and that food gets out.
And it's
that
just like silent, but we're all like just cooking, you know?
You know, that food gets out, that those tables get bust, those drinks get out, the, you know, everything is just moving so quick.
And
it's
especially
so
when like the good coworkers
the
are
good
on shift
coworkers
too.
And it's just like you get those, like, I live for those, like, 30-second drama, like, dumps. Like, you will not believe what this customer just said to me. You will not believe what this.
You got to go quick because you got to move.
Yeah,
because
you got to go quick.
Tell it.
Because if you sit there in the back with the. At the dish drop station, and you're like sit there chatting, and your manager comes around, and they're like, "What are you ladies sitting there chatting about? You got a full table out there."
Yeah,
you know,
like
I mean?
If you have time to lean, you have time to clean.
Yeah, you get like little snippets of this. A terrible phrase.
No, that's like my favorite part is when I would be a host and I would have to go bust tables all the time, and I would come up to the host stand, whoever's at computer would be telling me a story, and then I'd be like, "Shit, I gotta go bust." So I would go do something, run back up. She'd tell me the rest of the story, run back, and then I'd do it quicker because I want to hear the rest.
Yeah, we do that.
It's so fun.
No, it's terrible. Like, well, I hate that saying. When I was busing, I cut my hand. A glass broke, and I cut my hand on it.
Boo-boo.
And when I see blood, I like get really lightheaded.
Yeah.
And so like I look at the blood, I'm like, oh god, I'm gonna like pass out. And so like I run to like a back table no one was sitting at. I'm just like laying there, just like, oh god.
Just sit here
and
for a second.
Yeah. And then someone's like, Aiden, we have like four tables for you to clean. I'm like, guys,
I
need a minute. I
can't do this right now.
I'm like, ugh. And they're like, oh, you know.
Yeah, one time I like slipped in the back kitchen and I like hit
my knee.
And it hurt like really bad, but everyone was like, okay, like get up. Are you okay? And I couldn't walk on it for a second and then I was fine. So I was just chilling. I was like walking around and everyone kept being like, are you good? Like, are you sure?
Good?
Like, that was like awful. And I was like, I don't know. And then right after I got off the shift, it was in so much pain. I don't know what happened, but it's just like the adrenaline. Of being in a rush,
right.
And then getting hurt, and then them being like, are you sure you don't need to go home?
Fine.
And I'm like,
I
gotta get this shit done, dude. Nobody else is gonna do it, you know?
Yeah. I hit my head really hard on the dough machine one time, like so hard that it had like a bump on my head.
Oh.
And I was like able to finish the rest of that shift. So it was like how it used to work is I would do a prep shift, and then I would like have a break, and then go into like a carry out or like serving shift right after that. And that would be my double for the day. And I just told my manager, I was like, hey, my head hurts too bad. I don't think I'm going to be able to do my double. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, okay, so if you're watching, I'm sorry, I lied. It didn't actually hurt that bad. But
take an advantage of the system. Well,
I mean, if I hit my head, I feel like I should be allowed to go home.
Yeah, true.
Even if it didn't hurt that bad. Like, what if it did later?
I kind of liked the double shifts that I did when I started working at this, like, the big place when I was, like, 15 or so. And I always had so much homework, so what I would do is as soon as we closed for the brunch shift and I was there for a double, I would just go sit in a booth and grind on some homework.
Yep.
And somebody would come up, and like if a server wasn't that busy and he was like waiting for somebody to leave, he would just come up and like help me with my homework and stuff. So it was nice. It was like a little family. And I mean, I know when managers say that like in interviews, they're like, we're all a big family here. Like it just runs so smoothly. They're lying. They suck probably, you know, like
when a house, back of house, likely, do not talk.
It's probably scary, but then once you get there, you get those bonds with everybody. Yeah. And then like, and everyone else is like, yeah, the manager was kind of lying when he said that because he's not part of the family.
Yeah.
We all are, you know.
It's definitely like, I feel like in restaurants, especially with like bigger staffs, they have like, you have little groups of families, like front of house usually groups together, back of house usually groups together. And I like to be like, I like to try and float between. Like I try like to know everyone's names on staff. Like I know some servers at both jobs who were just servers, but they didn't know people's names in the kitchen.
Well, it gets you like
free stuff,
little, like free little rewards too. Yeah. If you're like, if you know everybody and you're like, great job, Ben. Like great job, Greg. And they're like, take a fry, honey. Like,
you want me to make you some fries for your walk home?
I'm like, yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Or what else?
I tried with names. I'm horrible with names.
That's it. I mean, if you're just bad with names, that's different. But if you like didn't even try to learn, then that's one thing.
So I had to count people's tips, and they'd always be like, I'm ready for my thing. And I would always, if I didn't know their name, because also you have a lot of servers come in and out. So sometimes you have new people. But if I would look to their name tag, but then some people, they wouldn't have their name tag. And so I'm like,
fuck. Just like,
I can't be like, hey, what's your name? Because at this point, I've worked with them for like a month. And I'm like,
hey, where's Eric at?
Well, so I have to go through the list of people. I'm like, okay, I've checked this person out. This person, I know that person. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to assume. And so I'm like, you had this much in tips, right? And they're like, yep. And I'm like, okay, Aaron, you know, or something.
Okay,
like
Aaron.
Okay, you.
You.
My buddy, you know, like
okay,
hey,
pal,
bro.
Sport, buddy,
star,
chum.
Pal,
chum.
I used to love that word.
Friendo.
Chump.
Like chump bucket.
Like chum bucket, like, yeah, plankton. Like, hey, he was like a good, he would not be a good, like, business manager. I would not want to work for plankton.
Honestly.
Was he wrong, though?
He was kind of,
would you rather work for plankton or Mr. Krabs?
Not Mr. Krabs. Working for Mr. Krabs would suck. He sold, like, what did he sell SpongeBob for? Like,
two nickels. It was like, all the money in my pocket, which is two nickels.
SpongeBob's soul.
Something.
Mr. Krabs is, but I mean, like, SpongeBob left his job, but I don't think that there was lots
of
money.
Wait, it was five? No, it was 6 cents? $6? $12?
No.
62 cents.
7 cents.
62.
62 cents. 62 cents.
Oh,
SpongeBob's soul was
for 62
sold.
Cents.
62 cents. That's
so
insane.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely
like
plankton.
listen, okay, plankton. He kind of had the right idea. I mean, it is making about it, like the Krusty Krab was very like customer oriented.
They had Squidward as their front hand.
Well,
like,
yes, but I mean, SpongeBob. SpongeBob loved his job, and that was like the main thing he did. It was for the people and for the yummy, you know, crab patties. Krabby patties. But plankton. He
Mr.
did
Krabs,
capitalism right. Do you know what I mean? Like, people
plankton
still
did
went
capitalism
and ate there.
Right?
You know, like, the times that, like,
well,
people would
competition.
Go and eat there? They were like, this is
social
this
Darwinism.
Is okay.
I don't know why. I never understood why they would go and eat there if they knew that it was going to be, like, bad food. Like, they...
But it was, like, okay food because they're just
I
fish.
Guess.
So they're just
they're
eating
just
chum.
Well, also, do we not have our own chum buckets in our own lives?
KFC.
What?
That's my K.
That's
my
like we all...
Sorry.
I would say
White Castle.
Burger
okay,
King
White Castle.
Is my chum
Burger
bucket.
King, yeah.
Burger King. I would say
I'm not a Burger King fan.
I'm also not.
Did you say
King
a Burger
fan.
King?
Burger
King.
I can't say
King.
Things fast. Sometimes my mouth moves slower than my brain.
That's
so
how
King.
I am. Taco Bell. We love Taco Bell, but like
I love
also,
Taco Bell.
but also,
Taco
when
Bell.
You think about it, is it not another chum bucket?
How the
Low
hell
key,
is Taco Bell?
It's grade D meat.
Look at the meat. Look at the meat. Like when you open up the taco and you look at that meat, you can't tell me
that's
just
not
a
real.
Little,
but
tiny,
I just put it in my
you.
Mouth and I ignore that.
It's yummy.
Yeah.
Don't
no,
get
no,
me
no,
wrong.
No. Yeah, of course.
But
you
like
do that.
Real talk, I the chum's got to be good.
You're right.
Chum's got to be good.
Okay, you're right.
I think
so. I think plankton was good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he just was trying to make money.
Right.
Back to the
original topic.
What was it?
It was a fun segment. Well, I just like it's a fun little segue. Like, have you had like? Have you worked at places where it is just like a... Have you worked at Chumbuck? Any Chumbuck?
I have not worked at any Chumbuck.
Dang it.
Everywhere I've worked has been very like clean pristine. And like the food was actually really good. Like I would eat everything on the menu, kind of like,
yes,
there was nothing that I would be like, ooh, you would not want to eat that because you do not know how it's made, like that kind of thing. Like there was, I oh, never true. Worked any, because I cannot stand my friends who like, we used to work at Wendy's or something and tell me you do not want to eat that because you do not know how, shut the, I don't know, I don't want to know how it's
I
made.
Don't tell
I
me.
Don't
do not
know
tell
how
me.
It's just put it in my
don't
mouth.
Order the fries.
No, there are places I've worked after there's 7 p.m. good food. I'm trying to think there. I don't think there was one place that I worked that I didn't like
the food.
Like the food on the yeah. menu. I mean, okay, the big place, they had some food that it was just like, okay, why are we making this? I know that it's just yeah. like a normal thing to order, but it's right. like we don't do it the best, you know? Yeah. But everywhere else, it was very specialized, right. I feel like, and we did our food right, and I would always eat it. You know, I
yeah,
would always
eat
it.
Mm-hmm. Always, yum.
Yum. Any chance I get, if they give me any free stuff or discounts or anything, I would mic. Munch.
I'd be like,
I can't do that.
Nibble. Visual gag. now, we probably want to move a little forward because we have to be kicked out of the studio. No,
right.
But, my last like main question for you.
Okay.
Craziest thing. Like when you think about working in restaurants, what is like the most outlandish, most absurdest?
Oh gosh.
Like whether it's a customer, coworker, boss, just a day.
Something.
Well,
what was just
delivery
like
driver.
Mind-boggling?
I am 2 for 2. Both jobs that I've worked at. Within the first like 2 months of me working there, another coworker has gotten fired for being horrendously drunk on the job. So like drinking
what?
On yeah.
Drinking on the job?
Yeah, and so just being that's fired for being like really drunk on shift. So I don't know if that's
how?
I've also had like, well, yeah, they just bring their like little like water bottles and they,
oh, they have
little
like
sippy sips
what?
And progressively.
Well, you gotta get through the day somehow.
Yeah.
The joke.
I think
he had a 62 like that 62 ounce big gulp.
Oh.
From like the gas station, he was just taking sips out of that thing, and every single time he took a sip, he would get a little sillier.
I see.
You know, a little less coordinated.
Oh, interesting.
So his filter kind of swayed a little bit until he said,
I don't see a point.
And then he was like, oh, fuck you,
oh,
to a customer.
That's no good.
So he
you should
did
not do that.
Get fired after that.
That would be a fair yeah, reason to get fired.
Yeah. And I was on shift with him when it happened. And, you know, I was kind of looking at him and I was like, boy, you. Are you okay? Like, what is going on? Because at the time, we had no
what's
idea.
What's going on in your brain?
Because at the time, no one put 2 and 2 together that when he was drinking out of the cup, he was getting sillier until it was, like, really obvious because he was, like, clutching that cup like a baby. And then it was like, oh.
I
knew.
It's like, hey, you might have a sip of that. He's like, no, it's
yeah,
mine.
No, I literally,
that's me with a Dr. Pepper, dude. I will sit there. Like,
no, yeah. Literally, you know, like,
I
love
Dr. Pepper.
That. Actually, how we figured it out was because one of my coworkers who I was working with was getting really suspicious. And so he was like, I'm going to ask him. And so he was like, can I get a sip of your drink? And he was like, oh, no, bro, you don't want this. And then that's how we.
Nah, you don't want
and
this.
And that's how we knew. So.
There was one time where one of my coworkers was on the job and she had a really bad experience with a customer and
yeah.
she could tell that they were really pissed at her.
Uh-oh.
She was like, you guys like do not like me. I do not like you. There's nothing
yeah.
that can like fix this. And before they left, they were like, you know, they were the kind of people who were like, so what's your name, by the way? So, you know,
so they
can put
complain.
It in a review. And she was like, she said a name completely opposite of her name. She was like, I'm so sorry again. Like, this is my name and
right.
like stuff like that. And they left a review about her name. And my managers were just like, whatever.
Who is
and
that? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So it was like
crazy.
Was a
no, it's fun to just like lie about your identity.
I
yeah.
do.
I didn't have
I
a.
Well,
a
I mean, you
I
could
do
say
be.
Who. Like, you can literally tell a customer whatever.
Yeah.
Like you could be like, yeah, I'm 19 and I have
a Cadillac.
I have to support my family and stuff.
My family of 6.
Yeah.
There was one time I was doing like a phone order and the person on the phone was like had a really thick southern accent.
Ooh.
And I didn't mean
what
to
do
this.
What do you have against the South?
A lot.
It's just, well.
Okay, there's some very lovely people down there.
There are. I mean, hey, hospitality is their
right?
thing. It's their thing.
Kind of. No,
yeah.
I'm joking. So this guy has like a really thick southern accent mm-hmm. and I just start doing it back to him.
No.
I didn't mean to.
Did you copy
you know, whatever.
Yeah, like, I just like morphed into his. He's
what
like,
what
yeah.
He
and I'm
saying?
Like, yeah, we have like
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
and it's like really
a
bad. It's like a really bad
yeah,
country.
Yeah, we got breadsticks and mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
And
y'all are butchering this.
I know.
I'm not claiming
I'm not
to be good.
South. I'm, yeah.
But like,
I don't know if I could pretend okay. a southern accent.
Yeah, so then, yeah.
We got mozzarella sticks. We got some bread. We got some toast. No, we got a grilled cheese. Not
we have some shrimp carbonara.
Carbonara.
No.
Shrimp, bubba shrimp.
Bubba shrimp. Gum. Jumbo shrimp.
Shrimp in a soup.
It's Forrest Gump.
No. Spicy Forrest shrimp. I can do this. I'm from the South. All right.
Okay. My sister lives in the South, so we're fine. I had to just do the entire order doing this really bad Southern accent. Because if I stop doing it, then he's going to be like, yo, what is wrong with you? Like, why were you doing? Making fun of me? So I was like, yep. You know, so, but I think, why do we have a box there?
I don't know. Why do we have a box there?
You get it off. It's like distracting me.
I know. What the hell?
What?
Surprise.
That's
now,
insane.
This is my best friend from home, Sophia.
Sophia.
Hello, Sophia. Yeah, welcome to the show.
We're also excited that she's here. She's our silly segment for the day, a guest appearance. So, Sophia, will you introduce yourself and just say a little bit about what you've done in the restaurants?
Hey, I'm Sophia. I was a waitress, and it sucked.
Yeah.
Just to be honest.
Real accent. Let's go.
Whoa.
Jack, why don't you get that?
Southern accent.
Are you doing a bit right now? You're doing a bit right now. Oh, fuck.
I wasn't doing a bit.
She doesn't have a southern accent.
I guess to people that aren't from the South, I might.
You do.
A little bit, maybe. Yeah,
sorry. No. I don't know. Well, Jack doesn't
are you
have
doing
one.
A bit right
I
now?
Am not. This is my real voice.
I feel like you have a little bit of a twang.
You do have a twang.
A little bit of twang.
Well, that was.
Yeah.
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 I mean,
I'm from Colorado and Miami, technically. So, like.
You don't.
I don't really tell. I don't. I have like. I don't know. Right? I don't have an accent.
My sister has lived in their city for like 4 years now, and she has more of a twang than you.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes
she's more southern than you.
Yeah. You're in the spots where the rednecks get a little bit deeper. Like
she's
it's just,
in Cleveland.
Cleveland is interesting. I'm just telling you.
Is it really?
I can switch into my southern accent if you really want me to. But
do it.
Listen.
It's like Hannah Montana. Whenever she gets mad.
Put the wig on.
Listen.
There are parts of Chattanooga where there are people with a deeper accent. I feel like, am I doing this? I'm not British right now.
I apologize. No.
Sometimes I just do an accent and I it's just British.
I apologize to all Southern people.
Yeah, sorry, British.
I know
people.
You. I know all Southern people. What are you talking about? So,
that's
anyways,
cool.
We digress.
I digress.
We went on a little southern tangent. Let's go back to Sophia.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
My restaurant experience.
Absolutely. Yes.
Let's start there. I had to split my tips, like 50% of my tips with the back.
What?
And they were like, oh, you work on hourly rate, not like most servers, so like that's not a problem. And I was like.
Wait, what do you mean most servers don't do an hourly rate?
They were like, okay, what? So you know how like a lot of servers will get like not a lot of, like when they get paid hourly,
it's
it'll
like
be like
low.
215.
Yeah, I get paid like 275.
Are you
serious?
These are underpaid.
Yeah, yes. I get paid 275.
I got
hour.
Paid.
Our servers got like $5 an hour.
No. Something, you know, not a lot.
Still not a lot.
We got paid more than that, but okay, the restaurant, I worked in like a tourist spot that only had a restaurant during the weekends, so I didn't get a lot of hours at all. So they were like, oh, well, you have more, like you have like 12 an hour or something. And I was like, okay, but I'm making like $100 a weekend.
Yeah.
And I like need that. And then, yes, tips are needed.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, you got a $20 tip, give 10 of that to the back.
That's crazy.
Yes.
I would always get tips and I would give some to the back if it was like a rushed day, but they get paid hourly.
I do not.
Yeah,
like, and also,
like, you got to be appreciative of them sometimes if it was like a bad day and they did really well.
Yeah.
You know, for sure, give them some of your cash. But like.
But and also the people that I worked with that were in the back, this was all of their second jobs.
Yeah.
Because they all worked during the week. So like they didn't need this for like.
Right.
An actual living. But the one guy that didn't get our tips that was like the chef, he worked on a salary. So like
oh.
I'm confused.
And he still got your tips?
No, he didn't.
Oh,
okay.
But he was the one making the food.
Whoa.
And I was like,
that's weird.
It was a small restaurant, so there was only like 4 people in the back.
What kind of food did you guys have?
It was like fancy food.
Mm.
But it was like
high class.
Not my style.
No, it was like it was like cutesy like tea party stuff.
Oh, like it's like where it's like really like overly like yes, like over the fufu. Is that what you call
fufu?
You know your fufu.
Your frufru.
Is it frufru?
Frufru.
What's my mom calls always called it that. Like she's like, it, like if I'm going to like this really high end place, she's like, oh, it's like fufu. It's weird.
It's frufru.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have like little cakes.
It's called?
Yes, we had like little little sandwiches. It was really good food. Oh, it was like really really good. But you know what? Towards the end, before I quit, this is my last straw. We got to eat the food sometimes, yeah. Like because we went through lunch
as you should.
And then they were like, oh well, one of the higher up people came back there and they saw you guys eating while there was customers out, so you're not allowed to eat the food anymore. And we were like,
but
what
no
are we gonna
would.
Do? Go out there and bother them while they're eating?
Yeah.
Like if the I'm customers, like you gotta like go up and check on them a few times, right. But you gotta let them chit chat, you know.
Right. Oh, and okay, so I don't want to like expose the place where I worked, but
oh, go ahead.
Basically, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so basically, they had to be there to eat at a certain time because they would get on a train after, because we were like a tourist spot in Chattanooga,
right?
So they would go on like a train ride. Oh, my manager, if they were coming from like Nashville or someplace where the time zone is different. And we were about to end our shift. She would make us serve them anyway, and we'd have to start our whole shift over.
Oh, that's
what?
Sad.
Yes.
Wait, the whole wait. What?
Yes, I'm so serious. That's she would be like, double? Yes.
What?
She'd be like,
because you can't leave until all the serve until all
yeah,
the
yeah. No, her. She was like, oh, we don't care how long like they've been late.
But we can.
I was like, yeah,
I have
you're
to go
not
home.
Doing it. Yeah,
I'm.
No, and then so we were like, what's the point of you having rules about people coming in if they're not expected to follow them? Because once one like party started doing it, other people were like, oh, like,
oh, then we
they
can do
don't
it
care.
Too.
It's like, oh yeah, this place doesn't actually close.
Yeah. So then that like sucks. We would be on like our last step of our shift, like cleaning up, and then we had to bus our own tables too.
No.
Yes, it was so bad. And so
they didn't have me.
We would be like on our last step of the shift, and then our manager, our little old lady manager, she would come up and she'd be like, y'all get a private room all to yourselves.
Shut
and we knew what was about to happen. We would be like, are you serious?
You don't need to give the customer like a special treatment every single time unless it's like, you know, you did something really wrong.
Yeah, we didn't do anything wrong. It was their fault they came in late. So guess what? We would have to do the whole thing over. And we had like super like fine dining stuff set up, and we'd have to bus all of that and bring it back and... bring it back, and you know, it was so annoying.
One time I did witness my manager refund a $40 order because we forgot a 50-cent sauce cup in the... So one thing about the job that I used to work at is like we were known for like being kiss ass. Like if you had a small minor complaint, they'd refund like half your order.
But we could, but like a lot of places can't afford it, and
a lot of
and so
it.
They will,
and we can, so it was like...
And it's just, it's about all about PR, really.
It is all about PR. Mm-hmm. It was definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely some people.
Making everyone feel like they're, like special. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It definitely, like, people would exploit that system a lot because they knew we were known for that. Like, you had one small complaint and, like, the manager would comp your entire order. It just got really frustrating when it would be, like, the customers would blame it on us as employees, mm-hmm. and then you as a manager won't stick up for your employees who you know didn't do anything wrong.
Yes.
Oh man,
which
I hate that. I hate that. I've served someone before, and I like they asked something that was completely wrong, and then they got mad because something wasn't on the menu that they saw on the menu from like a website, and I was like, okay, I have no clue what you're talking about. You're showing me a picture, and I've never seen that before in my life. So I went to go get the manager, and he was like, oh yeah, like we don't serve that anymore, But I don't know what she was talking about. We have the stuff to make it. I can do that for you. And I was like,
what?
How was I supposed to know that?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, also, at the place I worked at, you had to, like, schedule. Like, you had to make a reservation. And you had to tell them if you had any, like, food allergies. Because everybody was getting the same thing.
Right.
People would come in and say, like, oh, I'm vegetarian, but I didn't see that anywhere. And they get mad at us, and then we have to go to the back and be like, hey, you have to change everything because
this one person is
vegetarian
and didn't tell us.
And those were always the worst people. Like, they didn't tip or anything.
Right. They never do.
No.
It's always when they have the most batshit crazy, going over my, like.
Stupid herbivores.
They just think they deserve it.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you have come, you're coming to a place to get served, like, the food that we have on our menu. If you're not happy with what we have on our
go
menu,
somewhere
go
else.
Somewhere else.
Yes.
I don't understand that. I just don't like the people who make me bend over backwards.
No, I agree.
Like, don't make me run back and forth.
Can we get more of this? Or can we get more?
I just asked you if you wanted more of that. Why would you make me go back there?
We don't have time for that.
Cups of ranch?
I was about to go crazy. We are actually running over time.
Oh, really?
No, this conversation could keep on going, and it should keep on going.
It's been great. I'm going to ask you guys, like, really quick, okay. Like, three questions. It's quick ending round, you know?
It'll be quick.
All right. So, both of you, what's the best thing about working in food in one word?
The people sometimes.
People. Funny, whatever.
Funny people. Sometimes.
All right, and what's in one word describe the customer service experience?
Bad.
Taxing.
Okay. And then, what's one thing that you've learned from working in food that you keep with you the entire time, like any motto or anything?
People are stupid.
For me, it's just like it's not personal. Like it's not that person is who just was super mean to you.
I hear that.
Who just yelled at you. It's not about you. They're having a bad day. And so you got to be able to just take it with and just like let it slide off.
Yeah. Truly.
All right.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on today.
You.
I'm so happy Lenny got to be here and Sophia. Yay.
Yes. Fun surprise
but,
guest.
Yeah. This has been a great episode.
Yeah,
thanks for sharing
you
your stories with us. And as always,
Shout out to Bearcast Media for producing our episode. And credits will roll. Thank you guys for watching. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.